This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has a new superintendent for the next school year, Kimberly Hankins. The LKSD school board made the decision unanimously last night after interviews with the two final candidates. Hankins will start a three-year contract with a starting salary of $155,000. Hankins is currently the assistant superintendent of LKSD, a post she took last July. She has worked in the district for 17 years as a classroom teacher, principal, and administrator. Next, in transportation. The National Transportation Safety Board says Alaska needs a comprehensive effort to improve aviation safety. The NTSB issued a safety recommendation Thursday to the Federal Aviation Administration, calling for the formation of a working group to help improve safety in the state where the aviation accident rate from 2008 to 2017 was more than two times higher than the rest of the U.S. The NTSB says the group should review, rank, and integrate Alaska's unique aviation needs into the FAA's efforts to increase safety. Statistics show the fatal aviation accident rate in Alaska was 1.34 times higher than the national average. Earlier this month, five people died on a flight from Bethel to the coastal community of Kipnik. The accident remains under investigation. Next, in crime. A young man from Nebuskiak charged with murder for killing an off-duty village police officer in 2017 was acquitted at trial last month. While the defense did not dispute that he killed the VPO, the jury decided that he was acting in self-defense and his actions didn't qualify as murder. But the VPO's family says justice wasn't served. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has a story.
In late January, Eliza Wassily was driving on the frozen Kuskokwim River, heading back to her home in Nunapachuk, when her phone rang. A friend was on the line. Adam Williams, the young man who shot and killed her son, was just acquitted on murder charges.
I could not believe what they came up with. It was not right.
It all started with the gray whale that swam up the Kuskokwim River in 2017. That's according to Andrew Dunmeyer, the lead public defender for the case. Locals from the village of Nebuskiak harvested the whale and distributed its meat and blubber to nearby villages. People from the communities came down to see the whale. One of them was Kyle Wassily, age 26, a village police officer from Nunapachuk, about 30 miles away. He brought with him several bottles of liquor and traveled with a friend. While in Nebuskiak, according to the affidavit from Alaska State Troopers, village police officers put him in protective custody twice to cool off because of his drinking. After being released the second time, he then made his way to the house where Adam Williams was staying with a Nebuskiak jail guard and his friend. The jail guard and Wassily's friend testified that Wassily started drinking again when he got to Williams' house. After that,
the details of what happened were pretty murky, I guess.
Dunmeyer says Williams didn't remember what unfolded next. But according to Dunmeyer, during the trial, two witnesses testified that Wassily instigated a fight with Williams. During that scuffle, Williams shot Wassily in the stomach. A neighbor heard the first shot that Williams fired and then saw the second one. A village public safety officer responded and found Wassily still alive with a bullet lodged in his stomach. The charging document says health aides came to the house to administer care, but Wassily died an hour later. Williams was taken into custody and charged with one count of first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder. It took nearly 3 years before the case came to trial. Dunmeyer says turnover at the Public Defender's Agency in Bethel was a key reason. Dunmeyer took the case when the lead PDA left. He argued that Williams acted in self-defense.
Adam never did anything wrong. You know, he was a 19-year-old and he drank. I will admit that. But beyond that, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't put himself in a position where anyone could reasonably expect that they would have to shoot another human being.
The state argued that Williams beat Wassily down to the ground and then fetched his gun to shoot him. But the defense argued that Williams shot him in the midst of a fight while both men were still up and had an eyewitness testify in favor. On January 25th, nearly 3 years after the night of the shooting, a jury acquitted Williams on all charges. Dunmeyer says justice was served when the acquittal came in.
I knew and Adam knew there was a possibility for sure that he could be convicted of one of the murder counts, but just thankfully it didn't happen.
The district attorney's office declined an interview, but said in a statement, they respect the jury's decision. Williams returned home to Nebuskiak in a caravan of vehicles and a snow machine to a family dinner. The reunion was bittersweet. Williams has spent the past 2.5 years in jail. Williams and his mother declined an interview. Meanwhile, as Williams' relatives took him home, Eliza Wassily is taking care of her son's 2 children.
What am I supposed to tell my son's kids? Every day, every single day, they come and ask me to pray with them to send for their father back. Good grief, and he goes scot-free?
She says her son loved to hunt. He was a good provider.
He was everything to me. He helped me around the house cut fish, cut birds that he caught. He gets wood. He made everyone smile and laugh whenever he's around.
For Eliza, justice wasn't served on January 25th. But the state cannot appeal the verdict because of a clause in the U.S. Constitution that prevents a person from being tried for the same crime twice. She says she's trying to figure out her next steps. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.